Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you live on this Friday evening. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I am at JMCH316 on Twitter. He is at the D Lewis for real on Twitter. This is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons Flyover. We'll talk some Tech football with Ken Segura coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now. So Chris Sims has been going through his top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL ranking, right? And we talked about last night the fact that he gave a backhanded compliment, and I don't even think it was backhanded. I mean, it was like trip and fall and kick a guy when he's down compliment, that Desmond Ridder is a poor man's Ryan Tannehill, okay? So this is the bottom of Chris Sims' top 40 quarterback ranking. So Jordan Love comes in at number 31. Jared Stidham comes in at number 32. Then Taylor Heinicke comes in at number 33. Gardner Minshew is at 34. Mike White is at 35. Anthony Richardson is at 36. CJ Stroud is at 37. Bryce Young is at 38. Sam Howell is at 39. And at number 40, Day-Day, want to guess?
He doesn't play for Atlanta, does he?
Desmond Ridder. He's got Desmond Ridder below Stroud, Young, Richardson, Mike White, Sam Howell. Now, look, maybe it's the four-game sample size, but again, Anthony Richardson? Sam Howell? Look, there's hot take Tommy-isms, and then there's just silliness. You're just trying to be contrarian, right? I mean, at that point, you're beyond anything that hot take Tommy ever talked about, right? So he's the worst quarterback in the NFL. Okay, I mean, what do you say about all of that? All right, this article by Grayson Freestone on Blogging Dirty, one of the Atlanta Falcons websites, part of Fansided. He talked about how Adi Ogundeji was a complete disaster last year. Listen to these numbers, okay? He started 16 games last year. One game he was hurt. Remember, that's the game that Ebukadi started, and Ebukadi probably literally had his best game in the NFL that day when he started. 16 games started, 541 snaps. He had 26 tackles, 10 missed tackles, no passes defended, no batted balls, passes defensive. He had 4 quarterback hurries. He had 2 sacks, but he did not make contact with the quarterback for the year in 16 games other than the 2 sacks. That's the only 2 times that he actually made contact with a quarterback and hit him. Now, even Steven Means is laughing at this. He's laughing about it. Look, I like Ogundeji. There's no reason for him to be starting so much. We get these vagabonds that start all the time for us. It just makes no sense. Again, I said that Ebukadi should have been starting for... I mean, we talk about Desmond Ridder. Ebukadi should have been starting. You can't be less productive than what Ogundeji was. 541 snaps, 218 as a pass rusher. That all of that has to change. You can't be playing this guy 500-plus snaps for the season. Sorry. I mean, if he averages 10, 15 snaps, okay. But 541? But we get locked into these vagabonds. And you wonder why we can't get better on our defensive line. You know, people talk about these, but glowingly about Adi Ogundeji. Like, they talk about somebody, these guys are really good and they could be part of rotation. No, they can't. They can't. They can't. They show you when they get on the field and they play all the time that the numbers aren't there. If you're a starting defensive end in the NFL and you play 541 snaps and you get 2 sacks and no other quarterback hits, that's a problem. That's why we don't win games. That's why we go 7-10, 5 straight losing seasons. Because we rely on guys like this. The Steven Means of the world, the Adi Ogundejis of the world. And you look up and say, how'd that guy play so much? You know, a couple of years ago, it was Eric Harris and Daron Harmon. And oh my God. Well, they're on 1-year deals. That's 3 years too long. Give me young guys. If I'm going to take my lumps, give me young guys. Don't give me the Adi Ogundejis or, you know, again, I know he's a young guy, but don't give me guys who aren't productive. You tell I'm frustrated, Day-Day?
Very much so.
Pro Football Focus has their offseason grades for all 32 NFL teams. Falcons, let me pick your brain once. What do you think Pro Football Focus gave the Atlanta Falcons as an offseason grade? It's a letter grade. It's not a number. It's a letter grade.
Offseason, basically the offseason moves that they made.
Everything in the offseason plus grade. The draft.
I'd like to, you know what? I'm going to say they probably gave us a C+.
B+, believe it or not.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
Quote, the Falcons attacked free agency hard this offseason, adding a slew of players who will start and help overhaul a defense bereft of talent last season. Big money contracts were handed out to safety Jesse Bates, defensive tackle David Onyemata, among others, but they also took advantage of a trade to acquire former number 3 overall pick Jeff Okuda. After a disappointing start to his career, Okuda posted a 78.5 Pro Football Focus grade last season and is still just 24 years old. In the draft, the Falcons grabbed running back Bijan Robinson in the first round, making a clear statement of intent with the league's most run-heavy offense. Their next 3 selections should make all or either significant contributions or provide much-needed injury contingency with slot cornerback Clark Phillips the third, a potential steal in the fourth round. So, yeah, I mean, look, with this roster, they had nowhere to go but up. Like, everything should have been up arrow for this particular roster. So, again, I think they've done a lot of good things in the offseason. I still have my questions. I still want to see some things. I think we overpaid for Caden Ellis. We're going to talk about Caden Ellis just a second. I think they overpaid for him. But, okay, you've got him on the roster now. We had money. Okay, let's see if he can produce. Let's see if he's the guy from last year or the guy in his first 3 years. Because if he's the guy in his first 3 years, we got Caleb McGarry. Hopefully that's not the case. Now, speaking of Caden Ellis, story about Caden Ellis where they talk about he's maybe the best kept secret, I don't know, in the NFL. So if you reading this comment from DeMario Davis, Pro Bowl linebacker, who played obviously with Caden Ellis, he talks about, quote, Ellis has probably been for the last couple of years the best kept secret in the NFL. We knew what type of player he was, and now he's getting that opportunity, and he's showing it to the world. So, obviously, look, they're high on Caden Ellis. He's a guy who probably hasn't reached his potential in anyway. You know, he's going to play a lot of different positions for this defense. Arthur Smith has said that he's going to play a little bit of everywhere. Quote, he's a linebacker for us. He can play behind the ball. He can play on the ball. Some of the things he can do on third down will be huge. He's a legit pressure player. He can do a lot of jobs. Guys like that are very valuable. And I hope they capitalize on, you know, his up arrow profile from last year. Again, when I see a guy have one really good year in his walk year, you know, that always kind of, you know, gets me a little bit nervous in the NFL. Because you're always looking for that next big contract, you know, to poach somebody for. So that you know, truthfully, that always kind of gives me a little bit of pause to everything. I hope he has a big year. You know, I wonder, I'll be curious to see how many snaps he ends up with or what his snap percentage is. Because he's going to be on the outside. So, obviously, we've got Arnold Ebiketie. You know, obviously, Lorenzo Carter's back. I don't think Lorenzo Carter plays 75% of the snaps this season. I think it will be a reduced role for Lorenzo Carter. I don't know what that percentage is going to be, but I definitely think it's going to be a reduced role. And look, I thought Lorenzo Carter did some good things, but it doesn't feel like you need to play guys like that 75% of your snaps. Because that's your high-caliber guys, right? That's why I was so frustrated about Ebiketie. Like, let him start. Let him go out there and get pressure early, and let's see what the kid has got. Let's see what he's made of. Let's see his moxie. Not John Moxley. But let's see what his moxie is in all this. You know, can he be? Because I still think that he is the wild card on defense, Arnold Ebiketie. I think if he can step up and become that legitimate pass rusher that we're longing for, then we'll be a good defense. Then we'll get some things figured out. Because there's enough other pieces that you don't have to overplay Lorenzo Carter. You don't have to overplay Calais Campbell, right? Like, you don't have to play them in a situation where you diminish the returns on Calais Campbell. You know, he's playing almost 60% of the snaps. And if you look at some of his numbers, they went down over the course of the latter part of the season. So I want to use those guys and maximize their reps. You know, as JR used to say, maximize your minutes. Maximize your minutes. When you get out in the bright lights, maximize your minutes. I want to see that with this Falcons defense. If a lot of guys have to play fewer snaps to get more out of them, no problem. No problem. And then you can ride the hot hand. You know, you can ride a hand or two, you know, to get hot, and you can ride them for a while, maybe a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever like that. But, you know, again, we have enough personnel that I want to maximize our minutes with it. If Calais Campbell's got to play 40% of the snaps for the same production, no problem. It will just make us a better defense overall. All right, Ken Segura, when we get back, Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reed Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Friday night with you. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, listen, Georgia Tech have been pretty active in the portal here, and certainly the Dominic Blaylock move kind of maybe came out of nowhere as Georgia Tech landed them a wide receiver, you know, Haynes King in the mix now. So a lot of things going on with the Georgia Tech football program. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Ken Segura. He covers Georgia Tech, but not for long. He's not covering them much longer as he is on Twitter at KSegura, AJC. So, Kenny, you're going to be stepping down, and Chad Bishop is going to be covering the Georgia Tech beat. Now, my question is first, Are you going to be hazing him? Are you going to make him carry your laptop, your microphones? I mean, how does that hazing process work?
You know, I hadn't even thought about that. But, yeah, I like the idea of someone carrying my laptop around or go getting me a Coke, whatever, up in a press box.
I was just going to say, Kenny, I mean, listen, when you guys are in the press box, you got to say, hey, I'm thirsty. Can you go ahead and get me a drink? You're the veteran. You've been, on the tech beat for 12 years. You gotta break these new guys in. You gotta toughen them up a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, that only seems right and fair. Yeah, I mean, I paid my dues, so yeah, it's time to get some payback. Yeah.
Have you been a little bit surprised at how active that tech has been in the portal? I mean, look, Haynes King, Dominic Blaylock, they signed the kid that had played at Idaho that was started out at Notre Dame. They've been very active in the portal. You a little bit surprised by that, or? You know, this is kind of like where tech has to live a little bit.
It's probably more the latter. I mean, certainly if you looked at the number of spots they created or opened up by kids leaving, that meant that, they had to fill them somehow. And obviously right now the simple way to do it is to go to the portal. I mean, they had some spots to fill. You mentioned Dominic Blaylock at receiver and at linebacker and defensive line too, more and more. And so those are spots where, if you can – you want to go get guys that have played a little bit, and certainly Dominic Blaylock and Paul Mwala, as you mentioned, the guys coming from Idaho, Notre Dame, fill that bill. Eddie Kelly, the defensive lineman, who's coming from USF, they've all played some or a lot in some cases. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the way things are, and they're a team that, they showed signs, but they certainly have to make some improvements. So I think the easy way to do that, the simple way to do that is to go in the portal and bring in guys that have some more experience than what you have.
And look, some of these guys are in the portal for a reason, right? It's not that they're not talented, but, the opportunities and things like that haven't been there. But the danger is, though, Ken, is that, look, 2 years ago, they were the biggest loser in the portal. Tech was the biggest loser because that guy, that running back that they had that was drafted in the first round of the NFL, he was running for 200 yards a game with Alabama. They were the big loser in all that. Is the fear about you get kids like this developed and get them really good that they're going to leave the program? Or can Brent Key be a guy that keeps that talent, that you have to recruit guys every single year now in a world of NIL and transfer portals? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah, it happened again to them this year. Nate McCollum, who is arguably their best offense, well, probably their best offensive player, maybe their best player overall, left to go to North Carolina. So I think almost every team, unless you're at the very top, you're probably living with that some fear to some degree. And so, but I mean, it's not like you can say, well, we're not going to develop our best guys because they're out of fear that they're going to go somewhere. So I think this is kind of the deal right now is that you're going to lose guys, but hopefully, in the ebb and flow, you're also going to pick up guys who can help you, which they have. And, Akilah Stone has left for Ole Miss. Was going to be another player who's going to help them a lot. You kind of probably have to expect it to some degree, but hopefully maybe culture and NIL and all those things will slow it to some degree and then winning more certainly too. But I think it's the reality of the way college football is.
Ken Segura covers all things for Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What went into the Dominic Blaylock coming to Georgia Tech? I mean, look, it's been a historically good program with wide receivers and high-caliber wide receivers. But obviously, the last few years, it has not been the same kind of offense, and it's not been the same production at wide receiver. Why Tech? Why did he decide to come to Georgia Tech?
Probably a few things. I mean, one, certainly he's from Cobb County, if I'm not mistaken. So, I think often geography plays a hand. And then two, Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator, was at Georgia for the last 3 years. I think I read that Brett Seither, the tight end, was his roommate at one point, is also transferred from Georgia to Tech. And then also, I think, based from what he said, that, you know, getting a degree or pursuing a degree at least after graduating from Georgia was important. And obviously, I think he said something about IT. And so obviously there's a pretty good place to do that. And also, maybe the most important thing is that, you know, if he wants to go somewhere where he can get playing time and be in an office that has a chance to be productive, you know, it was very easy for Buster Faulkner to say, hey, look at, you know, we've got a lot of spots to fill. And they lost not just Nate McCollum, but also Malachi Carter and E.J. Jenkins. So there are a lot of snaps to fill that he could come in and say, hey, you know, and Buster Faulkner can say, hey, I know what you can do, and I've been through spring practice with these guys, and you know, there's opportunity for you here. So probably a few different things, but certainly I think always playing time typically is at the top of the list.
So do you think now that they're starting to put together a pretty good, you know, offensive unit? I mean, running back. I mean, Blaylock now in the mix is, you know, obviously he's got a lot of potential. Haynes King is a guy that, you know, Jimbo Fisher thought he would be the answer. You know,
right. It
seems like that they're starting to acquire some good offensive personnel on this team.
Yeah. I mean, Dante Smith comes after running back. Another running back they got in the portal, Trey Cooley. Evan Dickens is a freshman who showed well at running back. So I think, you know, it's always hard to tell, but I think it feels like they have more depth across the offense, and so we'll see what that turns out to be. But yeah, they'll have some competition at quarterback and receiver and running back. I think they probably get stronger tight end. The offensive line, we'll see. I think, you know, their experience, but I'm not sure how good they'll be. But yeah, I mean, I think Buster Faulkner, the coordinator, I think he has a record of being able to, you know, use who he has and make plays and make explosive plays. So there's reason for hope there, certainly. And I think the thing that I kind of go back to is that, and I've heard often, is that right now I don't think they're, you know, it's not like they're saying they've got to win 9 or 10 games. I think, you know, they've, after winning 3 games, you know, in 2019, 20, and 21, and then 5 last year, I think if you get to a bowl game, there's 6 or 7 wins, which will still be hard. I think a lot of people are going to be really happy. So that, to me, feels like something you can get to this year.
Has Jay Batt kind of put that expectation on there that, okay, we need to maybe be a bowl team? And again, I don't think – I mean, obviously, he wouldn't have said a specific number of wins, but
right.
You know, is he kind of floating out that idea when he's talking to boosters and different people that, hey, look, our expectation is we're going to a bowl game this year. We're going to build off of what we did. Has that kind of been the expectation that's been kind of set now for this program?
I'm not going to put a word in about that. I don't know specifically if he said that, but I think certainly there's a lot of excitement. You know, because of Frankie and, you know, certainly because of J-Bad and because of things they've done, you know, programmatically in terms of fundraising and things like that, that make you feel like, yeah, the ceiling is higher and there's some momentum. So, you know, if he said, you know, I could certainly see where he would think that's possible. I don't know that he's come out and told people that, but yeah, you know, it's hard to not kind of sense that, yeah, that I think people in the program and close to it feel like, you know, the arrow's pointing up right now.
Yeah, and look, it's another year where it's not an easy schedule again. I mean, you know, now you're going to Oxford to play Ole Miss and, you know, again, Georgia and Clemson.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, you know, it's another year where, okay, you know, can you find 6 wins? I mean, you can't afford to lose one of those games that you expect to win, right? I mean, you can't afford to stub your toe against any lesser opponent because there's just not going to be that many of those teams on your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you're saying, I think if you look at Ole Miss, Clemson, Georgia, and say, like, those are 3 games you're probably not going to win. That gives you 9, and you're trying to win 6 of them, and a couple of them would seem like gimmies, you know, Bowling Green and they have an FCS game. I think it's South Carolina State, if I'm mistaken. But then that, you know, now you've got, you know, what is that? 7 to win 5. So there's, it's not like they're all 50-50 ones either. You got Carolina and some other ones that I think won't be easy either. So yeah, it's it's funny. It's easy to think, oh, well, of course, you know, they're better. They won five games. They should go to a bowl game. But, excuse me, it'll be, you know, it'll require them to play the kind of football that Brent has talked about, being tough and not making mistakes and making the other team beat you and then counting on your team to be better. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, on the one hand, you feel like they're getting better, but on the other hand, you realize it's not going to be an easy task to actually prove it on the field.
So how important does that opening game at Mercedes-Benz against Louisville become? I mean, it seems like that, you know, if you lose a game like that, then this team is really behind the eight ball as far as finding a way to get to a bowl game.
I don't want to put, I mean, all the weight on it, but yeah, I mean, it's a home game. It's in terms of kind of momentum and excitement, it's important. It'll be a game. I think it's on Friday night, it'll have a pretty unopposed viewing window and all those things. And but in terms of stacking up wins, if you lose that one, that probably means you got to pick one up that maybe you weren't expecting to win along the way. So it's not defining, but it'll make things a lot harder if they can't get it.
Last thing for you, Ken. You know, how has all of the recruiting been for Georgia Tech? Has there been any, have you seen any kind of uptick in buzz that Brent Key is there? You know, obviously they're trying to get better. I mean, you know, the ACC, you know, obviously we you know, the ACC right now, I guess the coaches are all in unity with the commissioner that, you know, everybody's going to stay put and, you know, they're not going to get raided or anything like that. But have you seen any kind of uptick in just the excitement level from recruits about kids wanting to commit to play for Georgia Tech now?
Let me think. I mean, in terms of like rankings and that sort of thing, I think they have now five commits. They did actually have two kids that were four stars that decommitted. You know, they have a quarterback that they got from the Prince Avenue Christian School in Athens. And I think that they're excited about, but it's like whenever someone commits, the thing they say is, yeah, I really want to play for this coach and I like what, you know, what I heard. But I think, yeah, I think that'll probably be borne out over the course of the summer and the fall. I think they've brought some people in terms of assistant coaches who I think will help recruiting. Norval McKenzie comes to mind. He's a running back coach. He's from the Atlanta area. I think, you know, Marco Coleman, who's come back from Michigan State, is another guy who I think it's very easy for him to sell Tech, and he has an NFL background. And so that's another thing that I think it makes it, that could help things. So, you know, as far as like things are clear cut different or things, you know, they're, the rankings are remarkably better. It's kind of early to say that, but I think there's reason to think that it'll be better.
When do you get off the beat, Ken?
Let's see. I will be working next week, at least part of next week, and I'll be going on vacation actually. And I think when I come back, which is early June, I think that's about when Chad will start in my place and I'll start my new job.
Well, listen, Kenny, we always appreciate the time. We thank you so much for being a part of the show. Make sure that, listen, however you like your coffee, make sure he knows on day one exactly how you take your coffee or your Starbucks or whatever like that. Right. Make sure you put that bug in his ear. So, and if you need,
I'll bring a big pile of unsharpened pencils.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, yeah. I mean, listen, bring your dirty laundry. I mean, you know, I mean, whatever you got to do. Right. So, Ken, as always, buddy, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time this evening, and you know, good luck to you moving forward. And we will certainly talk again soon.
Great. Well, thank you for being on, and thank you for the good wishes. I appreciate it. And, happy to come on whenever.
You got it. Appreciate it, Ken. So when we get back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. You know, they probably shouldn't have put hockey in Phoenix. We'll talk about that next. Chukri in the Key Studios. Sports Radio, now to the game. Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Keys Studios on this Friday night with you. We are going to do Rank 'Em coming up at 10:40. So you can hit us up with your lists. I'm at JMSH316. He's at DD Lewis for real. Text us 404-741-0929. So hit us up with a list for Rank 'Em coming up in 2 hours from right now. I was just watching the on SmackDown. They had the nice tribute package for superstar Billy Graham.
Nice.
You know, and it was just fun watching him in some of those videos. You know, he came, you know, he was with WWE, and then, you know, he came back like late 80s, early 90s, yep, and started doing commentary and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, on some of their shows and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously he was in poor health for a while now, and but just was cool to see him. So influential.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that the other day. Just so many guys that he had influence on, from Flair to Dusty to Hogan to Jesse the Body Ventura. Yeah. I mean, just so many guys that he influenced, and just, you know, he was just a trailblazer. I mean, he was just one of the great performers of all time. So, and obviously the physique. I mean, that was the thing that really set him apart, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what Vince loved about guys like him. I mean, just that physique that they had. And
right.
Look. He didn't do Vince any favors because, you know, he was one of the guys that was, you know, out there like, well, I did all the steroids. And I mean, he was, you know, when that whole, you know, trial for Vince was going on, I mean, he was one of the guys that was out there in public. Like, yeah, I mean, I was doing steroids and all. I mean, so he didn't really help Vince from that standpoint, but he was one of those guys that Vince always loved and admired. So was cool just to see that package up there. So, trying to see what the Braves are doing right now. I haven't checked in with them. Braves are up 1-0 right now. So it is the bottom of the sixth inning already. So game moving right along. Bryce Elder, how about this? 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. He's only thrown 75 pitches in 6 innings. 75 pitches in 6 innings for him. Olsen's got a double for an RBI, and that's the only run that the Braves have. But Elder has been just – Elder's ERA now is down to 1.72, $1.72. In a sport that is all about trying to crank up offense as much as possible, do everything humanly possible to increase runs scored, steals, this, that, and the other – and here he is sitting with $1.72 ERA.
I love it. Bring back the old school.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that I really hope Ronnie steals like 60 bases this
right.
year. Like I want to see him steal 60. Like not 29, 32, 39, 60. That's what I want. I want guys to go, listen, Tim Raines, Ricky Henderson, Vince Colm. Like, guys will never get to that kind of mark again. I mean, that's when guys were stealing 100 bases on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Guys won't get back to that kind of mark. But if we can get back to guys leading the league in steals, I think Ronnie led the league in steals with 27 a few years ago. Like, that should never lead the league in steals. It should be guys. It should, if you're going to lead the league in steals, have it be 50, 60, 70 bases you swipe. That's what I'm hoping. Look, more than even 40-40, I want to see Ronnie steal at least 60 bases. That's what I want to see. I want to see him get on and just keep that running game cranked up and going. So, anyway, the Braves are up right now as Elder's through 6, but 75 pitches. I would hope Snitker, again, we talked about, because, again, they're talking about maybe a bullpen game coming up here. Save your bullpen. Let Bryce Elder just go out and do his thing. He's got five. He's only given up 5 hits and no walks in 6 innings. So he ain't getting pounded. He ain't scattering a bunch of base runners and things like that. They've left the Mariners have left 2 guys on base. It's not like they're doing anything. Just let him go out there and do his thing, man. I hope Snicker just lets him just go out and, again, no excuses about, well, it's early and we got to save our starters and, you know, we don't have many starters. No, just, I mean, you need Bryce Elder. You need Bryce Elder more than, you know, you got to You got to, you know, pitch your bullpen every night with five, six guys, whatever. So Elder doing his thing out there. And Braves are up 1-0 right now. We'll keep you up to date all night long about what's going on with all of that. So speaking about keeping you updated, let's get to something that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, this has been a mess for a few years, this whole situation of hockey in Phoenix, Arizona. So recently, they had a vote on a new arena in Tempe, and it got shot down. Right? Referendum shot down. Yeah. And listen, one of their owners is worth over $2 billion. Okay? Sorry, I'm losing my patience with these multi-billionaire guys that are looking for funding for stadiums. So the resolution took place here recently, and it was voted down. So Gary Bettman made a statement, quote, "The National Hockey League is terribly disappointed by the results of the public referenda regarding the Coyotes arena project in Tempe. We are going to review with the Coyotes what the options might be going forward." I'll tell you what the option is. Get the hell out of Phoenix. Move. I've said this again. I'll give you my hockey rant, okay? What the NHL should really do, okay, is lop off one-third of the teams in the league. Don't expand. Lop them off. Get rid of hockey in Arizona. Get rid of hockey in Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I know that they've had some little bits and pieces of success. Get rid of hockey in San Jose, California. Like, lop off a third of these teams and build up the star power in your league. What was the league hurting when there were only a limited amount of teams? I mean, again, I remember when the NHL didn't have Phoenix, didn't have Florida, didn't have Raleigh.
Didn't have Colorado,
didn't have Columbus, didn't have, who's the other team? Nashville. Like, I remember, now look, there are some of those franchises that have done well. Florida's been a really good franchise. The Nashville Predators have been a really good franchise, right? But lop off a third of these teams. You know, get rid of Phoenix. Get rid of Winnipeg. Get rid of Columbus. I've been to that arena. I've been to a Columbus Blue Jackets game. By the way, you know what the Arizona Coyotes or Phoenix Coyotes averaged for attendance this year?
Wasn't it like 3,000 or something?
4,600 people.
Yeah.
Because they announced their attendance figures here, like they had like 24 million people. Well, you're only getting 4,600 a night in Phoenix because nobody wants to go to hockey there. Again, it's not, you know, they had a couple of good years, right? When they had Keith Tkachuk, Jeremy Roenick, right? You know, I think didn't Dominik Hasek end up in Phoenix when all was said and done at the end of his career? Where he was in Buffalo, then Detroit, then he went to Phoenix. Like, they had a couple few good years, right? But again, they've not been a relevant hockey franchise. And they've got multi-billionaire owners. And this arena thing has been a disaster. Remember, they were like, what? They were being threatened about being thrown out of their arena because of payments that were due to the arena. Because I don't think they own their arena.
No.
That there were payments that were due, and they were about to get evicted from it.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, weren't they playing? Are they still playing at one of the colleges? Aren't they playing at one of the colleges?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because they got kicked out of their arena.
Yeah, they got kicked out of it.
How do you get kicked out of your arena? You're a major league franchise. Lop off a third of the teams in the NHL and build up star lines, right? Get the Legion of Doom, right? Eric Lindros, Rod Brind'Amour, John LeClair. Like, get lines like that back. Adam Oates and Brett Hall, right? Remember what they used to call them? Hall and Oates? And then when they had Gretzky, like, build up your star lines. Look at all the guys that Colorado had, right? They had Sakic and Forsberg and, you know, Barry Foote and all these guys that they would trot out there. Sandis Ozolinch and just guys like that. Like, build up the star power in your lines. Don't have just a bunch of vagabonds on the ice doing the ice capades. Get rid of a third of the teams in the NHL. Condense the sport. Nobody's watching it anyway. How many times have we said, look, there's been game sevens of hockey playoffs, right? And listen, there's nothing like game seven in the NHL for hockey playoffs, right? It's an event, okay? There have been game sevens in the NHL that reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants have outdrawn for viewers game sevens in the NHL. And they're on Nickelodeon or whatever, Cartoon Network or whatever they're on. And yet you've had reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants. They've outdrawn NHL playoff games. It's ridiculous. And then they get on that, what? Are they still on that fakakta NBC sports station?
Yeah.
Like, who's got that network? You couldn't find that? Listen, they should take the mafia guys and put them in witness protection and blast their picture on NBC Sports because nobody would find them. Nobody would see them. Put guys that need to go in witness protection that are mob stooges and put them on NBC Sports TV and nobody will ever find them again. Nobody will hear a peep from them because nobody can find anything like that on there. Again, cut. Lop teams off. If it ain't working, it ain't working in Phoenix. Don't reload them to El Segundo or Rancho Cucamonga. You know, they've got their team in Vegas, so they don't need Vegas anymore, right?
Well, that Hartford is actually wanting them.
Well, but, oh, God. Now we're going to have the Whalers again?
Hey, I grew up on the Whalers, actually.
Oh. How many rinky-dink towns were there in that New England area that had professional hockey teams? Hartford Whalers, the Winnipeg Jets and all that. Like, that whole corner of Canada and the United States that had just these vagabond teams. Give me the great lines back, man. Jagr, Lemieux, like, give me star power. That's when the NHL was great, when you had star. What was it? You had Messier, Gretzky, Jari Kurri. Hall of Famer. Like, give me lines like that now. Don't give me vagabond. Because there aren't a whole lot of stars in today's NHL. Condense them on a few of the teams. Get rid of a third of the teams. And let
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. We are going to do Rank 'Em coming up at 10:40, so you can hit us up with your lists. I'm at JMCH316. He's at DD Lewis for real. Text us 404-741-0929. So hit us up with a list for Rank 'Em coming up in 2 hours from right now. I was just watching the on SmackDown. They had the nice tribute package for superstar Billy Graham.
Nice,
you know, and it was just fun watching him in some of those videos. You know, he came, you know, he was with WWE, and then, you know, he came back like late 80s, early 90s, yep, and started doing commentary and all that kind of stuff, I mean, yeah, on some of their shows and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously he was in poor health for a while now, and but just was cool to see him. So influential.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that the other day. Just so many guys that he had influence on, from Flair to Dusty to Hogan, yep, Jesse the Body Ventura. Yeah. I mean, just so many guys that he influenced, and he was just a trailblazer. I mean, he was just one of the great performers of all time. So, and obviously the physique. I mean, that was the thing that really set him apart, right? I mean, that's what Vince loved about guys like him. I mean, just that physique that they had. And look, he didn't do Vince any favors because, you know, he was one of the guys that was, you know, out there like, well, I did all the steroids. And I mean, he was, you know, when that whole, you know, trial,
yeah,
for Vince was going on, I mean, he was one of the guys that was out there in public, like, yeah, I mean, I was doing steroids and all. I mean, so,
yeah,
he didn't really help Vince from that standpoint, but he was one of those guys that Vince always loved and admired. So was cool just to see that package up there. So trying to see what the Braves are doing right now. I haven't checked in with them. Braves are up 1-0 right now. So it is the bottom of the sixth inning already. So game moving right along. Bryce Elder, how about this? 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. He's only thrown 75 pitches in 6 innings. 75 pitches in 6 innings for him. Olsen's got a double for an RBI, and that's the only run that the Braves have. But Elder has been just – Elder's ERA now is down to 1.72, .172. In a sport that is all about trying to crank up offense as much as possible, do everything humanly possible to increase runs scored, steals, this, that, and the other. And here he is sitting with a .172 ERA.
I love it. Bring back the old school.
Yeah, I, listen, I'm one of those people that I really hope Ronnie steals like 60 bases this
right.
year. Like, I want to see him, I want to see him steal 60. Like, not 29, 32, 39, 60. That's what I want. I want guys to go, listen, Tim Raines, Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, like, guys will never get to that kind of mark again. I mean, that's when guys were stealing 100 bases on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Guys won't get back to that kind of mark. But if we can get back to guys leading the league in steals, I think Ronnie led the league in steals with 27 a few years ago. Like, that should never lead the league in steals. It should be guys, it should, if you're going to lead the league in steals, have it be 50, 60, 70 bases you swipe. That's what I'm hoping. Look, more than even 40-40, I want to see Ronnie steal at least 60 bases. That's what I want to see. I want to see him get on and just keep that running game cranked up and going. So, anyway, the Braves are up right now as Elders through six, but 75 pitches. I would hope Snitker, again, we talked about, because, again, they're talking about maybe a bullpen game coming up here. Save your bullpen. Let Bryce Elder just go out and do his thing. He's got five. He's only given up five hits and no walks in six innings. So he ain't getting pounded. He ain't scattering a bunch of base runners and things like that. They've left the Mariners have left two guys on base. It's not like they're doing anything. Just let him go out there and do his thing, man. I hope Snitker just lets him just go out and, again, no excuses about, well, it's early and we got to save our starters and, you know, we don't have many starters. No, just, I mean, you need Bryce Elder. You need Bryce Elder more than, you know, you got to pitch your bullpen every night with five, six guys, whatever. So Elder doing his thing out there. And Braves are up 1-0 right now. We'll keep you up to date all night long about what's going on with all of that. So, speaking about keeping you updated, let's get to something that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, this has been a mess for a few years. This whole situation of hockey in Phoenix, Arizona. So recently, they had a vote on a new arena in Tempe, and it got shot down, right? Referendum shot down. Yeah. And listen, one of their owners is worth over $2 billion, okay? Sorry, I'm losing my patience with these multi-billionaire guys that are looking for funding for stadiums. So the resolution took place here recently, and it was voted down. So Gary Bettman made a statement, quote, "The National Hockey League is terribly disappointed by the results of the public referenda regarding the Coyotes arena project in Tempe. We are going to review with the Coyotes what the options might be going forward." I'll tell you what the option is. Get the hell out of Phoenix. Move. I've said this again. I'll give you my hockey rant, okay? What the NHL should really do, okay, is lop off one-third of the teams in the league. Don't expand. Lop them off. Get rid of hockey in Arizona. Get rid of hockey in Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I know that they've had some little bits and pieces of success. Get rid of hockey in San Jose, California. Like, lop off a third of these teams and build up the star power in your league. What was the league hurting when there were only a limited amount of teams? I mean, again, I remember when the NHL didn't have Phoenix, didn't have Florida, didn't have Raleigh. Didn't have Colorado, didn't have Columbus, didn't have, who's the other team? Nashville. Like, I remember, now look, there are some of those franchises that have done well. Florida's been a really good franchise. The Nashville Predators have been a really good franchise, right? But lop off a third of these teams. You know, get rid of Phoenix. Get rid of Winnipeg. Get rid of Columbus. I've been to that arena. I've been to a Columbus Blue Jackets game. By the way, you know what the Arizona Coyotes or Phoenix Coyotes averaged for attendance this year?
Wasn't it like 3,000 or something?
4,600 people.
Yeah.
Because they announced their attendance figures here, like they had like 24 million people. Well, you're only getting 4,600 a night in Phoenix because nobody wants to go to hockey there. Again, it's not, you know, they had a couple of good years, right? When they had Keith Tkachuk, Jeremy Roenick, right? You know, I think didn't Dominic Hasek end up in Phoenix when all was said and done at the end of his career? Where he was in Buffalo, then Detroit, then he went to Phoenix. Like, they had a couple few good years, right? But again, they've not been a relevant hockey franchise. And they've got multi-billionaire owners. And this arena thing has been a disaster. Remember, they were like, what? They were being threatened about being thrown out of their arena because of payments that were due to the arena. Because I don't think they own their arena.
No.
That there were payments that were due, and they were about to get evicted from it.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, weren't they playing? Aren't they? Are they still playing at one of the colleges? Aren't they playing at one of the colleges?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because they got kicked out of their arena. How do you get kicked out of your arena? You're a major league franchise. Lop off a third of the teams in the NHL and build up star lines, right? Get the Legion of Doom, right? Eric Lindros, Rod Brind'Amour, John LeClair. Like, get lines like that back. Adam Oates and Brett Hall, right? Remember what they used to call them? Hall and Oates? And then when they had Gretzky, like, build up your star lines. Look at all the guys that Colorado had, right? They had Sakic and Forsberg and, you know, Barry Foote and all these guys that they would trot out there. Sandis Ozolinch and just guys like that. Like, build up the star power in your lines. Don't have just a bunch of vagabonds on the ice doing the ice capades. Get rid of a third of the teams in the NHL. Condense the sport. Nobody's watching it anyway. How many times have we said, look, there's been game sevens of hockey playoffs, right? And listen, there's nothing like game seven in the NHL for hockey playoffs, right? It's an event, okay? There have been game sevens in the NHL that reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants have outdrawn for viewers game sevens in the NHL. And they're on Nickelodeon or whatever, Cartoon Network or whatever they're on. And yet you've had reruns of SpongeBob SquarePants. They've outdrawn NHL playoff games. It's ridiculous. And then they get on that, what? Are they still on that Fakakta NBC sports station?
Yeah.
Like, who's got that network? You couldn't find that? Listen, they should take the mafia guys and put them in witness protection and blast their picture on NBC Sports because nobody would find them. Nobody would see them. Put guys that need to go in witness protection that are mob stooges and put them on NBC Sports TV and nobody will ever find them again. Nobody will hear a peep from them because nobody can find anything like that on there. Again, cut. Lop teams off. If it ain't working, it ain't working in Phoenix. Don't reload them to El Segundo or Rancho Cucamonga. You know, they've got their team in Vegas, so they don't need Vegas anymore, right?
Well, that Hartford is actually wanting them.
Well, but, oh, God. Now we're going to have the Whalers again?
Hey, I grew up on the Whalers, actually.
Oh. How many rinky-dink towns were there in that New England area that had a professional hockey teams. Hartford Whalers, the Winnipeg Jets and all that. Like, that whole corner of Canada and the United States that had just these vagabond teams. Give me the great lines back, man. Yager, Lemieux, like, give me star power. That's when the NHL was great, when you had star. What was it? You had Messier, Gretzky, Jari Kurri. Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. Like, give me lines like that now. Don't give me vagabond, vagabond, vagabond. Because there aren't a whole lot of stars in today's NHL. Condense them on a few of the teams. Get rid of a quarter of, actually a third of the teams, and let the stars play stars. Glorified all-star types of games. That's what hockey was in the early, mid-90s. You had star power everywhere. Timu Solani and Paul Kariya were playing for the Anaheim Ducks. And they were scoring 50, 60 goals a year. Give me those kinds of teams back. And that's just bugging Chuck right. So top of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines to you. I want to open it up to Georgia fans. With maybe the easiest schedule that they've had in 3 years, I know that they're going for three natties in a row, but how disappointing would it be if they don't win the national title with this schedule in front of them this year? Chuckers in the Kia Studios, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from Georgia fans. Up next, top of the hour, Chuck Reed in the Key Studios, Sports Radio Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.